We're doing the first prohibition, and that is the prohibition of eating the Gidan Nosha. We know that when Jacob fought the angel, so the angel hit a sinu, that's a sinu in the leg, and that is the mitzvah not to eat the Gidan Nosha. And this applies to pure animals, animals that are kosher, and be it domestic or untamed animals. Now, it applies to the right and the left thigh, and there are two Gidan, the inner one and the fats that are on it. Okay, you guys don't have to know that. The when you buy meat, though, it's not enough that it was kosher shechita, but you also have to take out the fats and the Gidan Osha, which are prohibited in the Torah. The second mitzvah prohibition is the prohibition that we don't see chametz within our possession all 7 days of Pesach. You're not allowed to own chametz or see chametz that is yours. It's not allowed to be seen within your possession. That's why even if you're going to sell chametz, we cover it. The third prohibition is the mitzvah that there shouldn't be any chametz in your domain. Meaning if the Torah says that you're not allowed to have in your domain or your possession. So you can't own chametz and leave it in the storage house. You own it. So it's not allowed to be in Jewish ownership. If we have non-Jews chametz, what we do sometimes is we sell the chametz before Pesach to a non-Jew, then we cover it. If one had chametz in his possession over Pesach, then you're not allowed to derive benefit from it. The fourth prohibition is not to eat chametz on Pesach, and that would be derived, obviously, from the first two, but it's a separate mitzvah that the Torah says that anyone who does will be cut off. The fifth prohibition is not to eat chametz in a mixture on Pesach as well.